Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Wayne Cabot, and these are today's top local stories.
Well, the leading candidate to be our next mayor in New York City is fending off criticism here and from the Oval Office as the momdorsements keep pouring in.
Zohran Mamdani has now picked up the endorsements of over a dozen unions as President Trump ramps up his attacks on the Democratic Socialist.
Said that if I was elected, then he would have to take over New York City. I am proud to have received the most votes of any Democratic nominee for mayor in a primary in New York City history.
Locally, there have also been efforts to keep Mamdani out of City Hall.
We just came through a primary where we faced more than $30 million in attack ads looking to do exactly the same thing.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew cited affordability as the main driver of the endorsement. Marla Diamond, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Lower Manhattan.
He is a public school teacher. They are students. Prosecutors say a middle school teacher in Harlem, Santil Boudram, allegedly sexually abused those three students at PS 76, where he was working as a paraprofessional. The Manhattan DA says he allegedly began abusing an 11-year-old in 2022, up until December 2024, when she was 13. A 12-year-old and a 13-year-old allegedly were sent inappropriate texts and abused. He's also accused of sending a 13-year-old a photo of himself shirtless with an invitation to join him at the pool. The DA's office thinks there may be more victims. They're encouraging parents to reach out if their kids attended PSIS 76 going all the way back to when the teacher began teaching in the year 2000. A New York congressman says the city of New York has failed despite repeated pleas for intervention to shut down the open-air drug market in the hub of the South Bronx.
Sharon Jenkins has grown up in this neighborhood, and the busy hub, especially Roberto Clemente Plaza, is avoided at all costs.
Why is the link just to get home safely intact?
What's your concern about walking through here?
Our concern is the drug activity, gang violence.
Congressmember Richie Torres says open-air drug use, homelessness, store owners losing business.
The city of New York has essentially lost control of a central commercial corridor.
He says the Bronx deserves what every other borough gets, city services and a coordinated, effective plan to clean this up. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
The opioids that have killed so many abusers are killing fewer. Here in New York City, overdose deaths have hit a five-year low. Latest data from the third quarter of last year puts deaths in the city for that quarter at 498, which is down from 859 just 2 years earlier. It's amazing how fast opioids became a national killer. The government says the early days of opioids, in 1999, about 3,000 people overdosed. That number zoomed to 105,000 overdose deaths 2 years ago. But the number finally is starting to drop. In announcing the positive shift, Mayor Adams today announced contracts with 9 treatment providers to increase access to medications like buprenorphine and methadone. And the city hopes that 5 years from now, we'll be able to reduce overdose deaths by 25% and raise the average citywide life expectancy to 83. Right now, it's at 82.5. During COVID, it dropped to 78. When it rains hard, the wash-off hits the surf, and all that nasty bacteria makes it unsafe to swim. And so, Westchester has closed beaches in a long list of places. One in Rye, 4 in New Rochelle, 4 more in Mamaroneck, so no swimming there. Long Island health officials are warning us to stay out of the water at 42 beaches. They're not going to close them down, just advise us not to go in. All are North Shore beaches on the Long Island Sound, which is where the bacteria doesn't wash away as fast as it does in the ocean. The Nassau Board of Health is hoping to give the all clear tomorrow, but all bets are off, as if it rains hard, as AccuWeather says it could. Someone on Staten Island took some paint to a speed bump, and where it used to read bump, it was changed to Trump. Apparently, the DOT doesn't think it's particularly funny.
Drivers on Staten Island got an unexpected surprise on Ward Avenue. As they approached the speed bump, instead of saying bump, it said Trump, leaving neighbors outraged.
That's terrible. It's terrible.
Marianne thinks it distracted a lot of drivers here on Ward Avenue.
Yeah, well, you don't slow down. You go boom, boom. you know.
While another neighbor who lives down the street didn't even notice it was there.
I hope it doesn't happen again. It's totally inappropriate.
DOT tells us they first learned about this issue yesterday, and since then they've taken immediate action, restoring the speed bump to its original markings. They do say that this act of vandalism really does compromise public safety. Mary Lynn Buckley, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Stapleton, Staten Island.
When was your last truly great slice of pizza? A pizza shop with stores in Mineola and Massapequa Park is not just top 10 in the country, not just top 5 in the country, it's top 3 in a new online guide.
The pizza here at Talio's in Mineola looks like a work of art. Owner Rob Cervoni says he makes Roman-style pizza.
So Roman-style pizza is a longer fermented dough, much higher hydration. Typical New York-style dough is about 60% water. This one's 80 to 90%.
And the toppings will make you hungry.
Everything is fresh. Everything's imported. Prosciutto, the Parma, truffle mushroom, spinach artichoke, you name it, you could put it on this pizza.
Rob says his dad bought a pizza oven when he was a child.
He's here almost every day, much to my chagrin.
Did he say, wait a minute, this is all because of me, because I had that pizza oven in the backyard?
Correct.
Sophia Hall, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM in Mineola, Long Island.
So what's the best in the nation? Well, a spot in Williamsburg, Brooklyn snagged the top location. That's Lindestry, also has a location on Christopher Street. Some people call it Landestry. Mama's 2 on the Upper East Side, ranked number 4 in the country in this ranking.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.